Janae and Golden Jr.
Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering to give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for GM Performance Technology and the R07 engines. Thank you for Sunoco Racing Fuel and Goodyear Tires that bring performance and power to the track. Lord, I want to thank you for my smoking hot wife tonight, Lisa. My two children, Eli and Emma, or as we like to call them, the Elise. Lord, I pray and bless the drivers and use them tonight. May they put on a performance worthy of this great track. In Jesus' name, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you, Fan Talk, here on this Tuesday afternoon. Right? We played that last Wednesday. I forgot about it Tuesday. But, of course, wow. I was in Nashville back in 2011, and apparently he wasn't asked back.
Nope. That was like the best prayer ever.
I remember
ever.
Watching that. I was crying. It was one of the funniest things I ever saw.
It was cool because he was serious and he was sincere. And it's all about motorsports, baby, and Nashville delivered this weekend.
Yep. Anyway, we'll get into all that. And we have, again, we have a special guest, and he writes for...
Yeah, Speedway Illustrated, Jason Beck. He also races with us kind of on and off part-time.
And where is he from?
He's from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Vietnam.
That's it. So, yeah, be fun to have him on, kind of get him his perspective of what really goes on at Dillon and... what's going on around the motorsports world with Kyle Larson in a whole nother universe than everyone else.
He really is. 843-721-9500 if you have any NASCAR questions for Rafe. You're more than welcome to call in. First, let me remind you, if you're hungry tonight, Home Team Barbecue, as always, they've got some great specials. I've got the cream chili brisket quesadilla. That comes with a side. That is your special West Ashley and downtown. West Ashley. Well, actually, it's the special at all three today.
Well, perfect. I've had it several times, and it's
so if you want something else, you got to order it for the menu. But the green chili brisket quesadilla with a side. The special at all three Home Team Barbecue locations, West Ashley downtown and Solomon's Island. Don't forget, tacos for Tom, 100% of the proceeds from these tacos. Go to Tacos for Tom and to support their friend Tom Hodges, his family, and Project Main Street as they fight ALS. So I think Aaron tweeted that they sold over 3,000 tacos. They get $5 a pop. That's a pretty good, nice little lick.
Yeah, it's not bad, man. I tell you what, them guys are sure always up on the wheel when it comes to supporting something or someone's in need, man. They do a great job.
They really do, really do. Downtown, open 11 to 1. West Ashley, Sullivan's Island, open 11 to midnight. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. And, again, if you would like to talk some NASCAR, this past week, of course, they were in Nashville. Ryan Preece won the truck race Friday night. Kyle Busch won the Xfinity race. Well, he said he wasn't going to race anymore after that. We'll see. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Because I think he's a liar, just he is a punk. So, anyway.
He is a winner, though, Bob.
And this is going to come as a shock. Kyle Larson won the Ally 400. I mean, he didn't just win.
Yeah.
He led 264 of the 300 laps.
How does that happen?
I don't know. But
we'll talk about it. I got an idea.
You know, I mean, the rest of the racing was good.
It wasn't boring.
He was just so dominant.
He was just, you know, someone's got to stand out every now and again, and he just continues to do it. So.
And if for whatever reason, when one of these other guys, and it happened only a few times that Kyle Larson wasn't the leader, he had no trouble overtaking him and taking the lead back.
Yeah,
he was that dominant. On Sunday. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on with Rafe.
This is Huge. How you doing, Rafe?
Hey, buddy. Happy belated Father's
Day.
Yeah,
I'm fine, Billy. Don't worry about me.
No, Bobby. I want to say hello to you, too. Rafe's my fifth son, you know.
That's exactly right.
And, I mean, if you don't believe that is really the truth.
Yes, it is, and it's good to hear from
why
you.
That's what I call him. Anyway. I do. I tell you what, I want to ask you your opinion. and I want to hang up and really listen to your answer, Bobby, but that Bobby basically touched on it. What in the world is going on with Chevrolet and Kyle Larson all of a sudden? He's just absolutely so much better than anybody else. And you know, you being a race car driver, is he that good? Or is it a combination of several things? I mean, equipment's got to be part of it. But Rafe, it's just like he's playing with people.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he can't make a mistake, and he hadn't made a mistake. And that's one of the things, I'm glad you asked that question. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about today is Kyle Larson hasn't – how many mistakes have we seen him make? How many mistakes has his pit crew made? How many dumb positions has he put himself on the racetrack? Whether you're leading or you're working back towards or you're going through a pit stop cycle, how many mistakes has Kyle Larson made? And the answer to those questions is none, 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 none. When you start clicking like that and you get a little bit of confidence going, it's very hard to get beat. And your equipment is under you. It stays under you. How does that happen? It's good, clear, crisp communication with your crew chief and your engineers. And you get your team behind you and you get them fired up. And those guys are probably working two and three times as hard because they're as good as they are right now. And little by little, step by step, it's turned into what we see right now. But I would remind you and everybody else that this is a cyclical sport, and it's not going to take but about a race or two for something to happen or go wrong or get your confidence shaken. And we'll be talking about Martin Truex again or talking about Joey Logano again. It doesn't take long. But right now, they have got it all going on more so than I mean, you know, I guess we forget about the Jimmy Johnson days or the Richard Petty days or the David Pearson days when those guys go and dominate a race. But we're seeing that. We're seeing a generational talent right before our very eyes. It does get boring. It's aggravating for me as a fan, but as a competitor, man, that's cool. If I was on that team or with that team, I'm fired up, I'm jacked up, and I'm working somehow or another. I'm working harder, and I'm putting more effort into making this thing to continue because it is so hard to win these races. It is so hard to be competitive. And Hendricks sucked, I mean, bad for a couple of years. And now all of a sudden, you know, you go back and you look at the box scores, and they're all over the map in the top five. And they should be and enjoy it, appreciate it. And don't sit your honey down on your hands, because I promise you the rest of these teams are working just as hard, with the exception of one little problem this year, is these cars are going to be obsolete. And NASCAR has come out and said, you know, don't be bringing me no more parts or anything to approve, because we're out of that business. This car is done at the end of the year. That has hurt the teams as well. That is one point that gets stepped over and it's not getting looked at, and I don't think it's fair, but it is what it is. These guys are just going to have to go do their homework, work harder, and somehow or another try to get these parts and pieces in there to compete with that Hendrick car and with the Chevrolets as a whole, because the whole entire Richard Childress campus is running well. Ross Chastain had a wonderful run, finished second, best run of his career in a cup car. Chevrolets have got it going on right now, and if you're a Chevrolet fan or whatever, just take and enjoy it, because it's going to come to a screeching halt, and maybe before the season's over, you just don't know.
Well, I really appreciate your opinion on that. Will they be back at Nashville next year, Rafe?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. From what I can understand, they're gonna somehow or another make it a bigger, better, brighter deal. Especially with such a hit with the big time sponsors and stuff that they're gonna try to blow it out a little bit bigger next year. I don't know how that's possible, but I sure enjoyed the racing. It did kind of suck that Kyle Larson wiped him clean like he did. But other than that, the other two events that were held, And the Cup event was awesome. I love Nashville. It's a great town. That's a cool racetrack. I've had the opportunity to go and be a crew member back before they shut the track down. And glad to see it up and going, and hope also, too, that they are able to make it to the Nashville Fairground Speedway, which is a short track that is right there in town. That would be fun as well. But nonetheless, NASCAR were able to get racing back to Nashville. I thought it was a big hit. I thought it was great. And that's just one more good thing that has come through, you know, all the things that went through with this pandemic. So looking forward to already to next year. I thought it was a cool deal.
That track is almost identical as far as the size as Darlington. Darlington's, what, 1.266?
It's 1.366, and they're within a few feet of one another. The surface is concrete like Dover. It races like a short track, but it's a super speedway. So there's so much going on. And what I thought was cool from the whole weekend, Truck, Xfinity, and the Cup Series, was that the guys missed understanding that. And there were so many brake problems that we saw go down, because that you really have to use your brakes. The way this track is kind of situated, in the banking and the concrete and the grip, and also hats off to NASCAR using another applicant to the racetrack to help widen the racetrack out. It put on one whale of a show, and it threw the guys curveballs, and we like to see that, you know. Except for maybe the 5 team didn't get anything thrown at them that they weren't able to handle. But what a cool weekend, and I think it's A+, far as I'm concerned, minus Kyle Larson, you know, taking to the woodshed.
And also a sellout, 40,000 people.
Yes, 40,000 plus.
I'll tell you what, that one and Darlington, I think, could go be the two races that people are just going to pack into.
Yep. I agree with you. I think this is we did a reset, and I think that the people realize. I know there were some logistical problems with parking and some different things that go along with the heartburn of reopening or opening a new place. But give them a chance. You know, it's tough getting people to work for you right now. But given the opportunity, I think they can work those logistics out, and that will be a staple on the schedule, whether it be at the Fairgrounds or at the Super Speedway, for years to come. And it's a market that we need to be at. It's a market we have to be at. And I'm sure the powers that be will see to it that we're there.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the information, Rachel. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Billy. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
The only accident still being recorded in West Ashley is Savannah Highway at Stocker. It does not seem to be causing a ton of heavy traffic like it was, but do use caution as it gets cleared. On the interstate westbound near Aviation, still a wreck as well. Other than that, we do have new problems. On the interstate westbound, a few stalled autos, one at Cosgrove and one at mile marker 201 out between College Park Road and Somerville. Also getting reports of an accident, old trolley at Bacon's Bridge. Definitely be careful there. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A thunderstorm or two in the area, a high around 82. Cloudy tonight with more thunderstorms around, a low around 73. Cloudy with a stray thunderstorm Wednesday, a high around 82. Looking ahead, a daily chance of thunderstorms through the weekend and most of next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Car accident? Because a fast response matters. Just call Joy. The numbers don't lie. Serious accidents can happen anywhere, anytime. At the Joy Law Firm, we make it easy to get the help you need, when and where you need it. You can reach us on the phone or online anytime, 24/7. Visit any of our four locations across the state. Or if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Just call Joy, 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at cruisesubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with a booming voice that emphasizes all the main points. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
That part is super important.
Here's one with a booming voice.
I'm emphasizing everything.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance.
Like a page with every word highlighted.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Napa know-how.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
We are ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
The best in Charleston sports talk radio.
Now more fan talk with Bobby Harden.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go make it happen.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Talking NASCAR with our good buddy, Rafe Judd. Update you on the College World Series. Top of the ninth, Texas leads Tennessee 8-4. Tennessee has a runner on first with nobody out. So do or die time for Tennessee. We mentioned Kyle Larson led 264 to 300 laps, third straight win, fourth if you include the All-Star race. And between the All-Star race and his win Sunday, he also won two dirt track races
wow.
In Ohio. And he's racing. Well, he raced yesterday, and he's racing tonight in the World of Outlaw. He just likes to race.
I guess that's what the good Lord put him on earth to do and gave him all the talent in the world. But, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because it was another thing that concerns me. How many times have we seen a man be – and it's a slippery slope, Bobby, because you're worried. You know, we can get hurt racing no matter what, when, and how. But, man – with all this on the line and working towards winning that championship, you know, how do you manage that of what you do in your free time and what really is your free time is something that I hope does not come and bite him, because every time you go to the racetrack, your chances of something, especially
getting hurt and hurting his NASCAR
right,
career.
Right, that's, you know, and medical clearance. And
well, maybe that's why he stays out front.
Well,
where he can't get hurt.
He can't, not the way he's doing it right now.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on with Rafe.
Bobby, Rafe, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just got a question. Rafe, I guess, I don't know, due to COVID, I might have missed this, but is this the first year that NASCAR is not going back to Daytona for the 4th of July weekend?
No, it was last year they didn't. It was bookends. Okay. They start the regular season at Daytona and ended the regular season at Daytona. Due to whatever, I guess that had some to...
Which I don't like, but...
Yeah.
And I also don't like a road course race on 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to take me a minute. I'm going to have to watch. I'm going to have to digest that one. I'm going to have to watch it again with my glass half full and see whether or not, like if you're going to just strip a tradition from this sport. And let me tell you something, brother. Anybody will tell you that's been a fan of racing. There are certain things that you just don't touch in racing. Right. And last year, we did not race the Firecracker 400. Now, you know, things have changed. Times have changed. NASCAR has to change with those. We'll see how it works out. But it does. I do get a little – I get it makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck when we move something – that's right. Been a staple in this sport from day one.
Right, that's what I wanted to ask. Because I mean, the races I've gone, I've never been to the Daytona 500, but I have been to the Pepsi 400, you know, three or four times, and I just think, you know, I think it's that's just one of the, like what you said. I don't think they should have stripped that way. They should have took the two races from Darlington now that I've given them back. I'm sure hope the fans. Well, you know, say something and tell NASCAR in L.A., you don't need to go back to Daytona for the 4th of July race. I mean, it's just that's just my opinion, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I thank you, Matthew. Appreciate the call. I have no problem put Daytona back on July the 4th because I don't think that's a good place for super speedway racing
to end the season if you're trying to get in. I couldn't agree with you more.
Too many things that you can't control in a race like that.
Look at us agreeing, Bob. But here's the thing.
Well, we talked about it last year.
But here's what I do like, that we have now the ability and the capability of listening to the fans, of switching this thing around. You know, it may not be the staple it was throughout its history, but it may be that, you know, this thing don't work out. Well, we can change that in 2 years. You know, I heard you speaking earlier about scheduling and the times of a game and making plans and doing these things. You know, they have to do this about a year in advance. So if it doesn't work out, they've got a year or two to square it back up and re-rack and try again. You know what I mean? It's not like you can wait a week away and decide, okay, we're going to put this race here and that one there. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. But I understand why they were mixing it up. At that point, I don't remember where we were in the pandemic, but it made a little bit of sense for them to do what they did when they did it.
Right.
Now, you know, are we going to resort it or how's it going to work? And I think we'll just wait on all the feedback. Just because I don't like it, Matthew don't like it, and Bobby doesn't like it, doesn't mean, you know, some of the newer fans or whatnot may kind of embrace that. But the idea of having your regular season end at a super speedway when all the shenanigans that take place could really cause a big problem, I do find a little bit of fault in that. But let's just watch, see how it works out, and then we can go from there.
All right, we got to take a break. By the way, Texas has beaten Tennessee 8-4, so Tennessee has been eliminated. Texas will move on, and they'll play Thursday night against the loser of tonight's Virginia-Mississippi State game. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Listen to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
This is Paul Sr. of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Your AC not up to par? The Bozzelli Comfort Team has you covered with Heil heating and cooling products that you can depend on all year long. Pat Bozzelli's 45 years experience in service and installing HVAC equipment and parts is your assurance of rock solid service. Bozzelli Air Conditioning and Heating is local and family owned with a professionally trained team to provide top quality installations of Heil heating and cooling products. To stay comfortable at your residence or business, make the right call 843-722-3146.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. 2 locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
Dunes West Golf and River Club is now sold out for ESPN Summer Golf Tour. Come back Monday, June 28th at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play at the only Arnold Palmer Signature Golf Course in Charleston, Riverside. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Joy Builder, Gold Builder, Respect Builder, Credit Builder, Me Builder, Dream Builder. Meet Self, the app that helps you build credit and savings so you can build your dreams. We're here to keep you on track while you build positive payment history to build your credit. Know what's really cool? You get your money back in the end, minus interest and fees. You've got dreams, we've got you. Download Self today and let's get that dream built. All credit builder accounts made by Lead Bank, Sunrise Banks NA, or Atlanta Capital Bank NA. All equal housing lenders and members FDIC. Individual results will vary. Visit self.inc for more details.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Looking back at the years gone by like so many summer fields. 65, I was 17, burning up on one. I don't know where I'm running now, but I'm just running on.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, talking NASCAR with our good buddy Rafe Judd. And right now we're going to bring in Jason Beck, who is Associate Technical Editor at Speedway Illustrated. Jason, welcome to Fan Talk.
It's good to hear from you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey man, thanks for taking the time and calling in. And we just bring the fans up, up to speed of what you got going on and our listeners, and I guess, you know, about the pink elephant in the room, Kyle Larson, what your thoughts are and what you got going on.
Yeah, so just a real quick crash course for everybody. Speedway Illustrated is a monthly magazine, a print magazine that comes out, delivers straight to your mailbox. It started out years ago in the 60s and 70s as stock car racing, and for the last 21 years we've been called Speedway Illustrated. Speedway Illustrated was founded by Dick Bergren from Fox TV that you've seen. So that's kind of who I am and what we do, and you mentioned Kyle Larson. It's hard to believe what that guy has done recently. It's the last seven cup races, if you count the All-Star race, he's finished second in three of them and won four of them. So we haven't seen a run like this since probably 1998 when Jeff Gordon just won on a hot streak. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, his cars are so strong and everything, and I was wondering, you know, why are his cars so better than the other three cars in that shop? I mean, we're in here now where everybody's sharing information and stuff like that. What are they doing that's better than what everybody else in the Hendrick camp is doing?
That's a really good question, and we've seen that for years at the Hendrick, you know, at the Hendrick group. I mean, you've seen in the 90s when Gordon and Terry Labonte ran really well, and maybe the 25 car didn't when they had Ken Schrader in it. And then again, when Johnson was running really good and maybe Dale Jr. wasn't. So I don't know why it's hard to get four cars running on equal footing. I will say this year, it's been impressive. They've had a couple finishes, 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4. And the five car seems like it's better, but it may just be the nut behind the steering wheel, not necessarily any nuts and bolts on the car.
You know, Jason, I get asked this a lot, rather be on the air or just out in the open, about the fact that Chad Knaus kind of changed his role at Hendrick Motorsport and what that meant for that team in a whole. Is if you look back and kind of start trying to piece things together and wrap your head around different things, I try to bring up the light that NASCAR changed the way they were teching the cars and the dominance that Stuart Haas and Kevin Harvick and some of the Fords had last year, and the fail, if you will, of the nose with the Camaro, and then little by little, step by step, strategically, Rick Hendrick's one of the best businessmen in this sport has ever seen or ever will see, and never ever did they really give up, and they kept going. And I think what we're seeing, and what I try to explain to people, that this is a product of that, and also too that Kyle Larson, with his second chance, does not put himself. He has matured so much, not just as a human being, but as a race car driver. So he was driving for Ganassi. He would get behind, and he would overdrive. He would put himself in silly positions. But with a little bit better equipment under him right now and the performance of Chevrolet as a whole, I think it's given him an opportunity as well to really showcase what his talent is, whether it's on asphalt or a quarter-mile dirt track in a late model or sprint car, and put it all together and start finishing these things out. It's just now is the time, and what we're seeing is something very, very special. And like I caution everyone, enjoy it if you're a Chevrolet or a Larson fan, because, you know, we never know how long this kind of run's going to last.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head, and we started seeing it last year before Kyle even came to the team. I mean, let's not forget Chase was the NASCAR champion last year. So Hendrick really started pulling it together towards the end of last year, like you mentioned, with that new Camaro nose. And Larson, I think you're right. He never has been in this level of equipment. Maybe he had a sixth or seventh place car, and he would push for a second or third, and that's what would get him into trouble. Another thing is, with him winning all these sprint car races, I think last year he won some astronomical number, like 50 out of 80 sprint car races that he entered. With him winning all these races, winning just gives confidence. It's like with any sport, right? Winners continue to win, and I think that he just had a huge injection of confidence coming into this season, and that's the thing on Larson. Now, you're right. I do think the reign of Hendrick dominance, it'll come to an end. And I wonder a little bit, you mentioned Harvick and that Stuart Haas team. You've got to wonder if that team doesn't realize next year they're going to have all new equipment, all new cars, and that maybe this year's a throwaway year. Maybe you don't spend on brand new cars this year if you know you can focus on 2022 and be the dominant team next year. So it'll be interesting to see as the new car comes in what happens.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, that maybe from time to time it gets overlooked, and you brought it up, was Chase Elliott, that I I wouldn't call it a struggling year, but it's not the year that coming off a championship that everybody thought he would have. And then this past weekend to have a really fair, good, solid run, kind of get blown apart with the lug nut violation and people not understanding, why such a severe penalty. But I think us close to the sport knowing that, this was self-inflicted a long time ago with these lug nuts and what people should be doing and could be doing to make this better, to make it safer. It's not on purpose if it was an equipment failure, but to keep everyone honest on pit road, because as we know, the more competitive you get, the closer you get to the front, man, any little tiny little thing that you can do that's going to help your guy go forward, and if the risk is better than a reward, you're going to take that. I don't believe that's what happened in this instance. I think it was an equipment failure. But I know Chase Elliott coming off that championship and trying to watching his teammates himself having a really fair year himself, but not being able to close these things down and run up front and lead the laps that we were all looking forward to him leading.
I agree with that. And let's not forget the lug nut thing. That's something the drivers asked 4 years ago. I think Tony Stewart was one of the major proponents in getting NASCAR to check the lug nuts, because the drivers didn't like it that the crews were leaving two lug nuts off for faster pit stops. I know, Rafe, you and I both race, and if our crew members said we're only going to put two lug nuts on these race cars because it's going to take less time, we would be up in arms about it. And that's sort of what happened. The teams were leaving off a lug nut or two in order to save time, and the drivers didn't like it. And that's kind of why NASCAR instituted that rule with a safety rule. And you're right, Chase has to be a little bit disappointed every time he sees the five car drive off into the sunset. But again, I go back to last year. He didn't dominate the year last year either. Obviously, Harvick and Hamlin did. Yet at the end of the season in the playoffs, he somehow found a way to win the championship. So those final 10 races are really going to be the test. And all it takes is a couple bad races for Larson in a playoff round, and maybe he isn't the guy, just like Harvick last year when he fell out at Martinsville. That was shocking to everybody. With this playoff format, all it takes is a couple bad finishes, and you're out.
Jason, tell us about racing with Rafe and all these yahoos up in Dillon over the weekend. And why does some kid up there none of y'all can beat?
Well, when I ran with Rafe last time, I didn't see much of him because he just drove away from me. So there wasn't much racing with Rafe. It was more like watching him drive away. But, yeah, the Legend class at Dillon is a lot of fun. It's a good group of guys. We could hang out and race, and it's not a ton of pressure. And it's good for guys like me and Rafe to just go out there and enjoy ourselves and have a good time.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, I really do big time appreciate you racing with you. I appreciate you taking your time to come on the show. I would like to, before the year's over, as some stories break. I mean, there's a lot going on. Silly season is well underway, so there's going to be a lot of moves and jigs and jives, and anything that you might have that you could take and add to our show, man, we would really appreciate it. And then are you racing this weekend, or I know Dillon's racing. Are you going to be able to make it?
I haven't decided yet. I'm still kind of on the fence a little bit. I had some engine trouble last race, and I think I've gotten that straightened out. So I may make an appearance. And real quick before we go, you mentioned silly season. I think all it's going to take is one domino to fall, and that domino might be Brad Keselowski. You know, the rumor is that he's going to go to Roush, and when that happens, it's going to open a seat at Penske, and I think then you're going to see those dominoes fall, and it's going to get silly here maybe August or September.
Gotcha. Jason, we're out of time, man. Certainly appreciate you taking time out to be with us. And we'll get you back on. You can tell us stories about Rafe, okay?
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it.
Yeah, right, man. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time.
I don't think he's giving anything up on you.
No, I didn't do anything wrong yet, but yeah. I will. Yeah. But I am going to be sidelined, though, Bobby, for a while, so I won't be racing.
Right.
I got to get some surgery done, so I'm going to be out this summer. But my dad's already made an agenda, things we're going to be doing to the car. I'll be able to do some testing if it's only me on the racetrack. But as far as racing goes, we're going to sit out for a little bit till I get this little thing fixed. And then we'll be back bigger, better, and stronger than ever.
There you go. We got to take a break. We got one more segment to go. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
The only accident still being recorded in West Ashley and Savannah Highway at Stocker. It does not seem to be causing a ton of heavy traffic like it was, but do use caution as it gets cleared. On the interstate westbound near Aviation, still a wreck as well. Other than that, we do have new problems. On the interstate westbound, a few stalled autos. One at Cosgrove and one at mile marker 201 out between College Park Road and Somerville. Also getting reports of an accident, old trolley at Bacon's Bridge. Definitely be careful there. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A thunderstorm or two in the area, a high around 82. Cloudy tonight with more thunderstorms around, a low around 73. Cloudy with a stray thunderstorm Wednesday, a high around 82. Looking ahead, a daily chance of thunderstorms through the weekend and most of next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety with special hours and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen, and enjoy. I repeat, download the app, listen, and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston Sports Station, ESPN 98.9.
Download the app. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Say hello to simple you can savor. Velo dissolvable nicotine lozenges are smoke-free and hassle-free and made to enjoy virtually anywhere. Why? Because they dissolve, but the flavor doesn't. So go ahead and enjoy on your time and on your terms. Velo lozenges are available at a convenience store near you or at velo.com. Get yours now. Website restricted to age 21 plus nicotine consumers. Nicotine products. Underage sale prohibited.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Life Builder. Credit Builder. Dream Builder. We're Self, the app that helps you build credit so you can build your dreams. Building positive payment history is how you improve your credit. Build stability, build security, build financial swagger. An empire of your own with you on the throne. You've got goals, we've got your back. Download Self today and let's get that dream built. All credit builder accounts made by Lead Bank, Sunrise Banks NA, or Atlanta Capital Bank NA. All equal housing lenders and members FDIC. Individual results will vary. Visit self.inc for more details.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
And here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running.
fights for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
Hi, welcome back to Fan Talk, our final segment of the day. Don't forget, Braves and Mets coming up at 7 o'clock tonight over on 94.7 and 910. Augusta at the River Dogs tonight at 7 o'clock. So there you go. Clippers and Suns, 9 o'clock tonight in the NBA, NHL, Canadiens, and Vegas. Couple things I want to ask you about. I don't know why I thought Nashville was playing it, was racing at the fairgrounds. They have two NASCAR tracks in Nashville.
Yeah, back.
And neither one of them been in use?
No. Well, the Fairground Speedway is a short track, 5/8 mile, about like Myrtle Beach, but a little higher bank. And it's been in operation forever.
And that's the one Dover bought.
Yes. No, Dover had the Super Speedway. And that was, and then they sold it.
Right.
And then it went dormant.
But isn't the in the plan to move it to the fairground racetrack?
Yes, that's the work's going on now for the SMI guys to go in there, try to help with the town, help with the logistics, getting people in and out, redo the racetrack, and have it at the fairgrounds, the short track. That's what they're working on. But they were, somehow or another, they were able to get this other deal up and going to kind of, you know, just right. kind of throw them a bone here. And there's no reason, Bobby, why you couldn't have both, have a doubleheader maybe even. As we go into this weekend at Pocono doubleheader, you could race a short track one night,
right.
and then you go to the Super Speedway the next day or something of that nature as we go forward in making the sport bigger, better, and brighter. It would open up a lot of deals. But they do race the Fairground Speedway. I don't know if it's a weekly racing series, but been there several times. It's like going to Darlington. It's like going to Martinsville. It's just a good, old-timey, old-fashioned racetrack. Cool as it can be, and all your guys, your Darrell Waltrip, Michael Waltrip, Jeremy Mayfield, Bobby Hamilton, Senior, Junior, all the Green Brothers, they all came out of Nashville. There's been Sterling Marlin, all those guys came out of racing short track in Nashville.
All right, now what is this racing on Saturday night on CBS?
All right,
the SRX series.
Really
is
cool.
Is that a thing Tony Stewart
yes.
started?
Yep. I've watched both races last week. I'm glad you I've
Oh, wait, Hallie Deegan finished second to Tony Stewart.
On dirt.
Not very much of a gentleman, is he?
No, he's not. And he's very bullish on the racetrack, by the way. But it's a cool mix of a couple of young drivers. They've got a road course guy, what's his name? I think Kevin Francis. They had Hallie Deegan taking Tony Kanaan's place. Tony Stewart, Michael Waltrip, Bill Elliott, Willie T. Ribbs, Paul Tracy, Elio Castroneves has raced the last 2 weeks. It's a who's who of motorsports racing in the kind of like what you would think is an IROC car,
right.
But a little bit different. And they're racing, I think it's a 6-race series, 4 asphalt, 2 dirt, and they're going to some of the coolest, biggest, brightest short tracks all over America.
Bill Elliott runs it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bill Elliott has broke twice. I think 2 weeks in a row he broke. But they were in Stafford, Connecticut on the first race. This past week they were in Knoxville, Iowa, which is a dirt track, probably one, like Eldora, one of the most storied dirt tracks in the country, in the world for that matter. They will be going to Eldora. They're going to Nashville to the fairgrounds. And I can't remember off the top of my head the rest of the racetracks, but it's a really cool series. It is on CBS. Actually, I texted you and told you to watch, and it's Saturday night. It's in prime time. Danica Patrick and Alan Beswick are doing the call, and they got Brad Daugherty down on pit road, and they've got special crew chiefs that come and do the events. Ray Everhand's in charge of the whole thing. And it's really cool. It's just a different way to enjoy and watch and understand racing. And I think it's a lot of fun, and I think it's healthy for the sport. Some people find it a little bit gimmicky, but once you kind of get into it, it's almost like
right.
a little series. So it's kind of fun.
All right, this week we head to Pocono, and Pocono has 2 races this weekend. Saturday at noon, you got the truck race. That'll be followed at 3 o'clock by the first cup race. And Sunday noon, the Xfinity race, and Sunday at 3:30, the second cup race. So a big weekend at Pocono. The truck race is on Fox Sports 1. The other race is on the NBC Sports Network. So you got to pick either one guy to win both races or you got to pick two winners.
I got it. I already got it figured out. But here's the other thing we didn't talk about. I want to talk about NBC coming back, Dale Jr. And Brad Paisley and the whole Nashville thing. Man, I thought Dale Jr. was fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. I mean, the pre-race, the whole thing. Man, has he ever matured a lot. I mean, I never thought he was bad.
He needs to get contacts.
He's really sharpened his skills. And, man, him and Jeff Burton and the crew chief, I can't think of it now. But anyway, I thought the coverage was fantastic. Everything they did was awesome. If we were Lost Fox, we'll start with them. They did a great job. And I can't wait. I just love Dale Jr. and Jeff Burton's banter back and forth. And they bring a whole nother level, too, just like Jeff Gordon and Clint Boyer did. And neither one of them too long out the car. So that's a lot of fun to sit and listen to. And they really helped the broadcast. So it's been a big help.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a big weekend of racing coming up at Pocono. So it should be good. Back to Chase Elliott real quick before we run out of time. Do you think it was intentional?
No. No,
I think it was just somebody made either one of the pit crew members made an error or the gun.
What I believe.
Didn't tighten and the crew member thought he tightened it.
The guys knew.
I mean, five lug nuts loose, yeah. That didn't make sense.
The guys know what the penalty is for that. So you don't want to run into that issue. With Kyle Larson, what he was doing at the time that it happened is what leads me to believe it was an equipment failure.
With the air gun?
Yeah. A lot of people hadn't done it, but when you hit those things that fast, you know when it's tight and when it's not. It kind of quits. And if that thing has lost some pressure, if there was a problem, you still get that sensation of being done, and you're moving on to the next lug nut in seconds.
Right.
It's a feel that these guys have, and I don't believe for half a second that anybody would purposely put their guy in danger with all five loose. Now, do I believe they would just tighten four or three? Absolutely. That's why we even have this rule. And it was brought on by the competitors. So, no, I don't believe it was on purpose. I think it was an equipment failure. I hate that Chase received the death penalty. But if you don't enforce this and you give any slack at all, Bobby, as you know,
right.
What you spoke about before I came on today with the NCCA rules, you've got to have these rules and you have to enforce them, as smart or as dumb as anybody may think they'll be. But this is a major deal. It's a safety deal, and it has to be enforced, and it is what it is. And he needs to take his medicine, him and his team, and go back, figure out what happened, and come back bigger, stronger, and better.
Well, he's still fifth in the points. I mean, he's still got a win, so he's in the playoffs.
Yep.
He was disqualified, finished last in the race, and no other suspensions or
not that
no
I'm
other
aware
penalties.
Of. We may hear of a monetary, and we may see. Now, if it were to happen again, then we might have big doings. And also, too, the double zero car on the very first lap Sunday, Quinn Hauf in the double zero Starcom car looked like he lost a right front tire. I don't know if the tire came off before he hit the wall or what happened, but we may see something really big come out of that. I know that NASCAR is still investigating that and are going to hold their findings until they can come up with exactly what happened to be a little tough with the crash damage that he had.
All right, who you like at Pocono?
Man, you know, not Kyle Larson. There's no way this kid's going to go back up there and win two more. It's just not happening. I really thought Ross Chastain did a great job. I think he's got his confidence up on him. I am going to pick Ross Chastain to win on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're going to have a Toyota win. And that's going to be Denny Hamlin's first shot. So Denny Hamlin was really good there. Back in the day, and Denny Hamlin's going to win.
I think NASCAR's rigged, so I think Kevin Harvick wins one, and Denny Hamlin wins the other one.
All right, well, I'm going to go with Ross.
Because NASCAR ain't going to keep them out of the playoffs.
Well, they might not have a choice if Kyle Larson has anything to say about it. But thank you for having me on. Thank you for letting Jason come on.
Now, what were you going to make me mad about?
Well, you didn't say what I thought you were going to say, so I'll hold it. I'll table it until the next time, but I got you. Believe me, I got you. I'm going to have you ripping that door off the hinges. Just saying, that's not a threat, brother. It's a promise.
About Kyle Busch winning about the damn nothing. Xfinity race?
About nothing. Right. You didn't. Okay. You were a good boy today.
All right. Everybody have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Southern Lumber is where knowledge continues to be handed down from generation to generation for over 75 years. Attention to detail, quality products like Anderson Windows, and quality service is what they do. It's who they are. Stop by 2031 King Street and see for yourself what quality means at Southern Lumber and Anderson Windows. Southern Lumber, proudly serving the Lowcountry.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
You know Allstate for high-quality insurance, but you might not know Allstate for low rates. That's about to change. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your